Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
On Wednesday, we are looking at when the helper is hindered. In life, God has helpers, and God has agents, and agents will help you. God will never come down because of anybody. He has enough people on earth. Just as the CIA have their people around, and anywhere 1,000 people gather, you will see a CIA or FBI there, and you will never know that they are working for CIA or FBI. If Americans can protect their things like that, even in a foreign land, how much more you? In life, you cannot carry all God has sent you to do without help and assistance. And life without help will experience hell. And life without assistance will experience resistance. Now, on Wednesday, we established that God has agents and angels. And agents and angels can be blocked. And I show you from the word of God that even angel coming on behalf of Daniel, he was blocked and hindered for 21 days. No be so? So if angels can be blocked, agents can be hindered too. Today I want to show you a particular set of people in our lives, in every establishment, in every family. They are there. They are not the richest. They are not the most popular. But they are the pillars. If anything happens to them in that house will suffer till they die. So I came to pray, Father, protect these pillars. Carry your Bible with me to Joshua chapter 1, verse 1 to 9. It's good you pay attention. It's a very short sermon. That's what we prayed. And I'm going to be praying into your life that your pillar will not die and you will not die too in the name of Jesus. And now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over to this Jordan, thou and all these people, unto the land which I give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your feet would tread upon, have I given unto you. As I said unto Moses, from the wilderness to the Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river of Euphrates, all the land of Hittites, and unto the great sea, towards the going down the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the rest of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you, and I will not fail thee. God will not fail you. Amen. Nor forsake thee. Be strong and be of good courage, for thou, for unto these people, shalt thou divide for an inheritance of the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and be courageous a second time, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded. D, turn not from it, right or left, that thou mayest prosper whatsoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make all thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have I not commanded thee? The third time, be strong and of good courage, be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wherever thou goest. Who is a pillar? I just told you that a pillar is one of the agents of God, but please pay attention to this. If you miss any line, it might get complicated. I'm begging you, that's why it's so short. A pillar is like a pole. A pillar is like a support. A pillar is a buttress. Every structure has a pillar, either horizontal or vertical. Yes. Likewise, every house, every home has a pillar. No, be so. Every company and establishment has a pillar. Every church, every has a pillar. Yes, it has a pillar. Every family has a pillar. You see that? And let me tell you, any working establishment has a pillar. Any enemy that is operating has a pillar. Don't forget what's a pillar? Support. A buttress. A backing. You need to remember all this. A pillar can be physical or spiritual. And follow me. I want to show you something here. Talking about pillars. I'm talking about backers. I'm talking about support. I'm talking about... Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. I'm talking about helpers. I'm talking about the power base. I'm talking about the person that people can lean on, that spiritually, the weight of the family, of establishment, of a structure is on them. Don't forget. You need to remember this. Joshua was a nobody, but God called him and said, you are going to be a pillar to these people. And everything you tell them to do is what they are going to do. They are going to follow you. And in your time, they are going to do well and inherit and divide their inheritance for them. Some of you sitting here, you are pillars. And some of you are not pillars. But I will let you know that even though you are not pillar, there are pillars in your family that you must take note of and pray for them. Because if anything happened to them, you have not suffered. Follow me, let me show you. Carry your Bible. I'm going to show you 2-3 pillars in the Bible. Then I'm going to show you how you will know the pillars in your life and how you got to pray for them so that nothing will happen to them. Anytime you see a house suffering and suffering and suffering and suffering and suffering, their pillar has been taken away. Who is the pillar? Come. Judges 13, verse 3 to 5. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto the woman and said unto her, behold, now thou art barren, and bearest none, but thou shalt conceive and bear a son. Now therefore, beware, I pray thee, and drink no wine, nor strong wine, nor drink, and eat none of any unclean thing, for thou shalt conceive and bear a son. And all this shall come on his head, for the child shall be a Nazarite from the womb. Now the last one is what I want you to take note of me. And it shall what? You are not saying it, and it shall begin to deliver. Some people are born to deliver others, whether you like it or not, and they are in every family. They might not be the firstborn. They might not be the lastborn. Yes. Take note of what I'm teaching you now. Let me quickly pray straight into your life. Your pillar will not die. Don't say amen. Don't worry. A pillar is a bulwark. It's a wall of defense. A pillar is a strong support. Strong. Don't forget in your life. Strong support. A pillar is a thing on what everything will rest. A pillar is a source of joy in the family or anywhere he finds himself. There are children that make parents cry, and there are children that make parents to laugh and be happy. Are you still here? A pillar is the provider and the supplier of the family. He might be a small boy, she might be a girl, but she's the supplier and the provider of the family. There are some people who it's the family that provide for them, but there are some people, they are the one that provide for the whole family. Somebody say, my pillar would not be brought down. What is a pillar? A pillar is a family cover. You better follow me. They are cover. They protect the family. See, when they are still alive and there, except they don't hear, nothing go wrong. They are there to help. Because they are pillars. There's nothing go wrong. Except they don't hear. You won't finish and say, hey, yeah. They will not say, yeah. Even if they don't have, they will go and borrow for you. Because they are pillars. Follow me. You will know if you are a pillar now. You know if you are a pillar now. Oh, thank you, precious Lord. A pillar is the answer to the family prayer. So the prayer you have prayed for a long time, when he or she is blessed, you are blessed. It doesn't take one, it doesn't take all the family to make it. Once one make it, if a pillar make it, everybody will make it. You know why? Some people make your family and others don't make it. They are not the pillar. Should I still continue? Like John 2, and Jesus changed water to wine. A pillar is a tears cleanser. Oh my God. They come into your life, they will wipe away your tears. When you are praying, you don't have a prayer point again. Their life becomes your prayer point. Because if anything happens to them, you know you are gone. Father, protect these pillars. Bible says, let this man be in you. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Pillars have the mind of Christ. They can't stand anybody suffer. Once they are there, nobody suffer. They don't have so much. They are not the richest. They are not billionaires. They are not billionaires. Some of them don't even have a house. And they'll be helping others. bearing their pillars. Father, please, I'm begging you, protect these pillars. A pillar is a voice, sir. It's not a noise. Not in the family. The people that make noise so much. So you go and do this. And go. They are not the pillar. They are noise maker. The pillar don't make noise. They are the voice. Because when they say, they do it. I am praying for you that your pillar will not be brought down. Don't say amen. Don't worry. Well, pray very soon. Unfortunately, you're not praying again. I'm the one that pray for you. I say your pillar will not be brought down. In every family and establishment, there are pillars. And there are people you meet in life, they become a pillar around you. I used to tell people, when you find the people that love you, don't let them go. What did I say? From the beginning? Because you know yourself that you're not even lovable. You now find someone that loves you, don't let them go. Come, I'm still showing you something because I want to pray for you. Who is a pillar? Come. Psalm 127 verse 1. Except the Lord build the house. Wait. Who build the house? Who build the house? No, here. Who build the house? So when a builder is building a house, he put pillars. Oh, God. So when God is building your life, he put pillars. He put pillars in front. He put pillars everywhere. He put a support system for you. Because pillars are strong support. Can I pray for you again? Your life support will not be brought down. Yeah. Who is the pillar? I'm still saying, it's the answer to the prayers in the family. It's the answer. Some people will join the company like this and say, thank God when Mr. Chioma or Mr. Bangoshe came, Mr. Victor came, everything said, why? The pillar came. The pillar entered. I don't know whether to pray this prayer for you. May you be a strong pillar. Amen. What is a pillar? A pillar is a star of the family. And let me tell you, pillars don't shine alone. When they begin to shine, others shine with them. What have you? They begin to, oh yeah, you too do this. Others that are not pillars, let them have billions. They will not do anything. They can be in America for 20 years. You will not see shit buying. You will just be proud that I have a family in America. If that is all. They are not pillars. If you're already sleeping, shout a big hallelujah. A pillar is someone with vision. They have a vision. Look at me. Unfortunately, that vision is not only for themselves. Look at me. The vision is for them and their family. The vision is for them and the people around them. They are pillars. They are not everywhere. Because you won't see pillars everywhere in the house. They are one or two. Shall I pray for you? Will you say amen? Will you say amen? Your pillars will not be pulled down. I know hearing you from there, I say your pillars will not be brought down. Yeah. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5 and 17. Look at me. Pillars are not made by men. God sent them. They are different. When you see them, sometimes you think they are out there. They are not out there. That is just because they are pillars. Jeremiah 1, 5 and 17. And before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou comest forth from the womb, I sanctified thee and ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Therefore, gird up thy loins and arise and speak unto them all that I commanded thee. Be not dismayed at their faces, because they are going to give pillar bullshit. Lest I confound thee before them. What are the natures of pillar? I'm about to round up this message and pray for you. What are the natures of pillars? Matthew chapter 7, verse 20. For by their fruits, you shall know them. Number one, pillars are sent. Pillars are sent. Then they know it that they are sent. From their words, you know they are sent. And Joseph said, I slept and I saw all the other ships bow down, but my own was standing. And you know what? He said, all bow down to him. It happened. It, through him, all his family was liberated. Connect to this one. Let me pray for you. Through you, your family shall smile again. Yeah. How do you know them? Their nature, characteristic. Number two, they are selfless. They are selfless. They are selfless. And because they are selfless, people teach them a lot. People that have entitlement mentality. It's your brother, do it for him. Is your sister doing for him? Even when they are cheating them, is he not your brother? this is only for one family here. Your pillar will not die. You cannot be a pillar without the oil, because I'm going to show you the battles of the pillars, but not today. You cannot survive without the oil. Joshua, you are to be the pillar that these people will lean on, and you take them there. But you know what? Be courageous. Be courageous. Be strong. Be strong. You need oil. You need oil. You need oil. Number four. They are sent. Hey! Don't argue with me. Are you a pillar at all? I said they are sent. Number one. Number two, they are selfless. Number three, I said to you, I said you need the oil. I said number four, you're arguing with me. Pillars don't argue. Praise God. I'm holding the microphone. You cannot become a pillar without the word. This book of the law, you remember Joshua 1:8, shall not depart, oh God, from your mouth. Pillars, when they are speaking, you always hear them speak the word. You always hear them speak the word. Can I tell all of you that you are yet to have children? Will you listen to your father in the Lord? Before any child come, ask, what is this one coming to do? As the child is coming, what is this one coming to do? I knew what each of my children came to do. I knew it. Then all of one, two, I know what they came to do. I know what they came to do. When I was very young in this work, when I'm doing baby's education, I began to prophesy. And the Lord said to me, stop declaring the future of these children because the wrong ears are hearing it. So nowadays I would just say, thank you, Lord, and move on. As some of you have children that are very small, you have them like that small, begin to find out from God. And you hear somebody saying that, anytime you see a problem, you say, I am a choosing. What are you? Likewise, so you have the problem too. You ask the child too, what are you looking at? Oh, you can't do me anything, no. If you are choosing, I'm choosing. Is there any problem with that? What I'm saying is that don't get caught. What I said to you, you not change. What happened? You say, I want to say cow on my head? No. Concentrate. Now ask every child that you get back to, who is this one again? Who is this one? It's good you know. What did that child come and do? Praise God. If you are still here, shout a big hallelujah. A pillars, they are not weak, they are strong. So you see, you give the pillar blow, it's still standing. Person that is not a pillar, small thing, he leaves you alone. Oh, thank you, precious Lord. You cannot be a pillar without overcoming fear. Sometimes pillar does not have any money in his pocket. He will give others. How are you going to survive? Don't worry, I will survive. He conquered fear because he knows God will take care of him. Father, protect this pillar. Yeah, I'm still praying for you. I say, Father, protect this pillar. Uh-huh. Say amen. Say, Father, say amen.
Amen.
Now, these six things I just told you now, pillars are sent, pillars are selfless, pillars cannot happen except the oil, pillars cannot operate except the word. Are you still with me here? Are you with me here?
Yes,
pillars must be fearless. And once you remember all this, and pillars cannot be weak, then I move to the next one. Somebody shout a big hallelujah. Look at me. Your wife might be your pillar. Look at me. The day you allow them to kill her, you will suffer in this world. Your husband might be your pillar. I know what? Everybody will do everything so that that man and you can break. Your child, look at me, like small like this, can be your pillar. A man in Lagos here had one son and wife. I don't know what happened. The woman left. And this boy, this man managed him and his son. And I told him, when you are going to England, go with your son. He said, there's no money. I said, if you are not going, if your son is not going, don't go. So he got his visa. He got a visa for his son, but there didn't no money. I said, look for money. Sell your shoe. Go to the airport with socks. Sell your gold. And he left. When the boy was age 16, he became a footballer. I told this youth, so he called me and said, sir, this boy, I said, leave him alone. All of a sudden, that boy became a star. That will not mention his name. And the boy man come and said, "Sir, I can't manage my job and manage it." I said, "You have no job again. You are now the manager of this boy." Today, that man at 60 something is the manager of his only son. In fact, they are afraid to marry any woman to that house because they are afraid to protect this pillar. Cornet, let me pray on your head. I can't find your head. Where did you hide it? May this pillar never be brought down. That is one. I'm praying round two for you. Take him out of the church. Give him food. Give him food. Just take him out of the church. Give him food. They will give you food. What are you looking at? And he came in. Take him out. Number two. Come and sit down, Pastor Paul. There are pillars there that will help you. Number two. Connect, let me pray for you. Are you still with me now? I have prayed, number one, that this pillar will not brother. Number two, every pillar in this house, you love your family. You carry them on your head. I pray nothing will bring you down in the name of Jesus. Amen. Sit down, but don't go down in life. If you are here, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't forget, that child you are maltreating in your house might be your pillar. Are you still with me? Yes, now, people stay at the back and use the opportunity to talk their life out. The man that came in, this is your boyfriend. Go and meet him. Look at me. Your brother or your younger sister might be the pillar. I have told you the characteristics, six. Can you go through them again? Number one, they are saints. Number two, they are what? Number three, oil. Number four, number five, they are fearless. They have to be strong. Number six, you must begin to pay attention to all this. Once somebody have all this, take note, he is the pillar. The husband that has so much and kept his money from you is not the pillar. You are just husband and wife. The wife that has so much and lies so much and keep all her belongings somewhere else with her family, and both of you are suffering. In fact, you are living in her house you don't know, and you are paying house rent in her house and you don't know, it's not the pillar. Shall I still continue? If you're already angry, shout hallelujah. Most times, look at me, we use our own hand to bring down our pillar. Most times. And I'm going to show you. Most times, pillars are brought down by their people, not from outsider. It's by their people. A sheep is not broken from outside. It's always from inside. Can I pray for you? You will not use your own hand to bring down your pillar in the name of Jesus. Show us that one in the Bible. Judges chapter 15, verse 12 to 13. And they said unto him, "We have come down to bind you, that we may deliver you unto the hands of the Philistines." The same people he was sent to deliver them from. And Samson said unto them, "Swear to me that you will not fall upon me yourself." And they spake unto him, saying, "No, but we will bind thee how fast and deliver you to the hands, into their hands. But surely we will not be the one to kill you." And they bound him with cords and brought him up from the rock. Everyone, stretch your hand here. Let me pray for you. Every pillar in the house, the people you are helping and supporting will not finish you. I'm not hearing you. I hope you know that the nature of man is that there's nothing you do for them that they are satisfied. I hope you know that no matter what you do for people, what has he done that somebody cannot do? every pillar in the house. You left your own and you have been taking care of others. What do you get is bullshit. I pray that the Lord protect you all in the name of Jesus. And anyone here that you have a pillar around your life is one that will find out, have you guys eaten? He can't but do something when you are down. The Lord protect your pillars for you. Amen. If you are the one I pray for, let me hear your biggest amen. Amen. Most times, what this pillar, no matter what they do, especially even to parents, you are never satisfied. The one that has never helped you before, that's the person you love. Am I lying? That's the one you love. That is the one you love. A pillar will have a lot of battles in life. And Revelation 3:12, before I begin to pray for you. And he will overcome. I will make a pillar. Everyone stretch forward here. Let me pray for you and your pillar. Just sit down, don't worry. Don't stand, sit down. Every problem that comes from within against you will not finish you. Yeah. A lady was in my office a few weeks ago and I said to her, why are you not married? You're 42. She says, sir, I still have one of my younger ones to train. After training her, then I will continue. And now most of you tag me as a pastor that hates family because I teach you the truth. And I pray that God will protect me from you first before he protect me from outsider. Amen. Yeah. And I said to her, I'm sorry. Two guys have come to you that are supposed to marry you. And God gave me one of their names and he said, yes. And your mother pursued, he said, they all pursue him. I said, that is your own pillar in life. Because you are taking care of your family. I said, I'm sorry. I said, all the many people in front of you now, they are just, you know, Tokumbo. Yes, sir. I said, except you pray. He said, what am I going to do? I said, I don't know. I don't want problems from family. So she has to take care of all her younger ones. Because she is the firstborn. And at 42, she will not marry. That's how you know them. And she's a choir. She's in choir. Not here. Because my word will have made her to go and marry secretly somewhere. Ben, I am praying for you. You guys, that's this is not the message you expected. What I said, seven. I am praying for you. That every pillar here, may you overcome the battle that come your way in life in the name of Jesus. The battles of the pillar is from within. Moses did everything for his people. They came again because he married an African person. They started fighting, but God fought for him. Connect, let me pray for you. Every pillar in the house, may the Lord fight your battles for you in the name of Jesus. I want to be sure I'm praying for you. If you are the one I pray for, let me hear your biggest amen now. Carry your Bible, Psalm 75, verse 3. The shortcut of what I'm teaching you now is, have you been able to locate the pillar in your life? Have you located him? What do you do for him? What do you do for him? Pray for him. Don't sell him out. Tell you ever budget on. When your life has finished being better, better, the people that did it, they will walk away. They are envious of you. And don't forget, pillars, no matter what happened to them, they will rise up. They will do what? Rise up. You are the one that walk away. Psalm 75, verse 3. Are you the NIV? When the earth and all these people quake, you are not reading now, you are go. Every pillar here, connect, let me pray for you. And I pray for the pillars that is helping you and supporting you. Here they are. No matter the shaking around you, may the Lord hold you. Amen. Let me come to this side. Say, may the Lord himself, no matter the shaking in your life, the Lord protect you and yours in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. If you are the one I pray for, let me hear your loudest amen and pack your blessing. Look at me. Pillars, it's only God they have. They have no more. And that's why you've got to be careful. Who then get? Even when they are telling you they don't have money, you will not believe. Ah, but your man saw the woman told the way and say he will soon have money now. Now God they get. And pillars will think about himself and think about his family. Think about the one that knows his family. They are the pillars. I have like 21 guys staying in my house. By the time I married, I have like 6 or 7 that my wife met. And one of them, I used to come. This man carried money in his pocket. And he would come to my house and eat with all the boys. And one day when he came, I said, sir, you have money in your pocket and you're still coming to eat with these boys. He said, does he have money? So I said, close the door, seize him. So they seize him. And by the time we opened his pocket, then in those days, we made like 25,000 naira in his pocket. I'm talking about 2021. So I said, you have 25,000 naira? And you are still eating with all these boys? Why? It's not my money. Those are not pillars. They die suddenly. Yeah, because they are so stingy. And me, I'm looking for money to feed them, and it will come. There's one particular man, he knows the time I'm going to break my fast. So if I can't find pap, I'll take tapioca. Tapioca with milk. He knows the time ahead of fish. He knows the time. And he will just come in and say, good afternoon, daddy. Where am I going to? There's no share in my palo. Where am I going to hide tapioca? It's just going to be in front of me like this. He said, daddy, I'll just say, over to you. And one of us says, I think I poison him. He said, don't poison him. Leave him alone. Where are they now? I can't find them because they don't last. I want to show you something now that you should take very seriously. When problem is going to happen, the first set of people they go for in your family, they are the pillars. And that's why you have to protect them. Most of you have met your pillars, but you maltreated them, abused them, disgraced them, frustrated them. You are part of that pulled them down, and now you are suffering. You have not started suffering, no, except you ask for mercy. See, the house of God is the house of prayer and the house of truth. You can't come here and I will be feeding you with bull crap because I want you to be happy. You are not here to be happy. You are here to hear the truth because the truth will set you free. Look at what pinned me there. Judges 16, verse 26 and 29. See, when any time problem happens, they go first for your pillar. The child that will help you, that is who they go first. When you join court, the woman that will help you, kill your wife. The husband that will help you, kill. They remove the pillar first. Then leave you at the mercy of conditions of this world. Open to the place I call for you. Judges 16, 26 and 29. Judges 16. And Samson took hold of the two middle pillars upon which the house stood. Whoever is holding your pillar now to bring it down will not prosper. Amen. You see, this amen is showing as you wrap up, and I understand it. Whoever is holding the pillar of your life, it is in the church, you've been yawning, stooping yawn. Has anybody holding the pillar of your life? The Lord collect from them in the name of Jesus. Amen. The yawn is not yours this morning. You will now yawning, you will lift up your voice like microphone. Put it there again. Let me pray for you. Put it there again. And on which it was born up. All the one. This is right. So the whole house, the whole establishment had two pillars. Huh. Samson brought it down. Verse 26. You didn't show verse 26 first. I want verse 26. Judges 16, 26. And Samson said unto the small boy that held him by the hand, suffer me that I may feel. He said, make me feel the two pillars. He said, just make me feel the two pillars. In your life, I don't know how many pillars that are there. And I don't know how many they have brought down. Can I beg you in the name of Jesus? Don't let love allow anybody to pull your pillar down. Oh my God, you didn't hear me? Did you hear what I said? Some of you have met the pillar. They walk into your life. But you prefer your marriage than your pillars. I've told you when it comes to love, tell your wife or your husband, sweetheart, we are wrong on this one. But no, she's not going to leave you alone. Tell yourself the truth. Don't be Mr. and Mrs. Wrong. Your wife is wrong. You are wrong. You are even keeping malice with your pillar. That is why you are suffering. And let me tell you, there is no prayer we pray in this church that will help you until God raises another pillar for you. So my son or my daughter has a problem with somebody, and it's natural that it's my son I have to support. Who told you chapter what was what? And some of you will not even talk to some people again in your life now because you have an issue with them. Are you funny or normal? You have secured your husband already. You are supposed to support me. Sweetheart, I support you. It's only 3 or 4 days you'll be angry and you will continue your stupid love. But no. If you really love me, you are not supposed to talk to that family. Ta! And the Lord has shown you that that family, that is your pillar. But no. I and my family, by the grace of God, we reject nonsense and we stand for no bullshit. From now, my family will have nothing to do with your family. And when you see us on the road, don't talk to us. And that one is saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And you turn your back. And you hold your wife. Sorry, sweetheart. I hope he didn't hurt you. Let's go. Oh, love me. Oh, need to me. Yeah. Yeah. All right, Oshi. Ololufe. And let me tell you, when everything fails, that person will walk out of your life. And your suffering starts. I want to pray for you. This service is over. Because I know some of you are angry. Will you please, when there's a problem between you and people, or when there's some of you are alive now, your parents, looking at me now, your children are already separated. Because you do divide and rule. You love one more than the other. Let me tell you, the one you hate, if God will catch you, is the pillar. Wajaya. Then you'll be coming to church. God will help me remove you from this church. I'll be coming to that church. Nothing will happen because your deliverance is not in my hands. Your deliverance is in the truth. It's in the truth, I tell you. Take the truth and prosper. I said, take the truth and prosper. Yeah. This kind of message will not go viral because you are angry already. You shared it before the service started. Now you have unshared. It's okay. Should I continue? Stretch your hand. I want to pray for you. Stretch your hand. I'll pray for you. I prophesy upon your life. May the Lord make you the pillar of that family. Every pillar in the house, nobody will know the source of your joy in the name of Jesus. Every provider in the house, may the Lord be your own provider in the name of Jesus. During COVID, we gave until I had no money. In COVID, I had no money again. I had to call Pastor Paul, Pastor Sage, sign the check, collect money. Some of you are there. Somebody will kneel down, be begging, you will not help them. The person you refuse to help has become great now. I'm praying for all the supplier and provider in the house. All pillar in the house, that God will be your own supplier and provider in the name of Jesus. Do you know what? The people you are helping, immediately they have little sukkah, they will not tell you anything again. They will not even tell you thank you. They will say that you are using their glory. Every pillar that has been abused, frustrated in the house, may the Lord console and comfort you in the name of Jesus. Every pillar in the house, you are the voice. You will not become the noise. Oh my God, look at me, everybody. You will not like this one. And family will fight me again, but God will deliver me. There is a level you get to. You help people from far. Don't help them among them again because they will kill you when you are within them. So I pray for you that God will give you signs to separate yourself in the name of Jesus. Every pillar in the house, I'm praying for you. May you be wiser than the people you are helping in the name of Jesus. Whatever will bring down your own pillar down. They know your son is your pillar. They know your wife, your husband, your beautiful daughter is your pillar. And they are saying, let us bring it down. Any eyes on the pillar of your life, are you ready? I command your eyes to be blinded in the name of Jesus. Every provider, supporter in the house. Oh my God, whatever you are looking for, look at me. May you get it in life in the name of Jesus. Do you know too that this God has, this church too has pillar? Ben, this church has pillars. There are people, when they have, the church will know they have. That when pillar have, you say no prayer, take care of it. But people that are not pillar, you can never know. They will come. One boy was wearing rag to church. And I closed my eyes and the Lord said, you borrow this clothes? He said, yes. You just finished spending $275 million? He said, yes. Ah, $275 million. What do you want? He said, I came to find out if I will make it again. Sir, I pray. The Lord said, you have one more chance. This boy will follow me to Lekki. And one day the Lord said again, the time is up. He made another money. And we didn't see him again. Maxwell, where is he? They said, we can't find him. He has packed all his family to Canada. If you are not a pillar and you run anywhere, you are Cindy, you are still running back to meet your people here. One day I was doing counseling in old site and he came in and I saw him in Ankara again. I said, what happened? He said, I came to find out if I will make it again. I said, personally, if I prophesy, you cannot make it. I said, if I prophesy, you made over 570 something million. You ran to Canada, you and your wife. I said, look at your wife with another man. Look at what is happening to you. Get out, because this prophecy is not going to be good. I am praying for all pillars. And sometimes you need to hide your pillars. Because when people know that is your pillar, they bring them down. May the Lord give you wisdom to be wiser than people you are helping in the name of Jesus. You can see this amen. It's not like other services. Every pillar in the house. Have you seen a child as pillar? He will get abroad and begin to labor. He begin to say, mommy, I want to call my younger ones. Those are pillars. You look and say, how are you going to say, don't worry. I will try my best. You are supposed to say, I will, don't worry, because God gave you a pillar. Ah, I am praying for you, everybody here. Your pillar in life will not be brought down in the name of Jesus. A lady came here and told me she was pregnant. In fact, as I was praying for her, the Lord said, don't abort. She said, I don't understand. I said, don't abort. You are pregnant. I said, no. I said, you are pregnant. He said, no. He said, I just met a guy 2 weeks and he slept with me. I said, are you stupid? He said, I don't know what happened. I said, Otilonyu, man. Go and sit down. Give me the name of the guy. I said, this is your helper and your pillar. Whatever happened, I don't understand. But holding with your 10 fingers and 10 toes, she started crying. She said, I have somebody I want to marry. And I'll be married in the next 3 months. You will be married in the next 3 months. And you went to do Oshofri. Omolomo. Overlock back. Osailo Jalubosa. And I said, I don't know the two of them. But this one is not your husband. I don't know what God has done. But this is your husband. She started crying. I said, hold on to this one. Face is shame. Because we just came to this place that time. We just came to this place. I was doing counseling here. And she called me 2 months ago and said, sir, I face the shame. I've given birth to a beautiful boy. I said, you know what? He said, sir, that same day, the boy left me alone. That same day. He left her alone. He said, I don't want to see you again, but I want to marry. I drew and bar. Prayer day, he did bar. Can I pray for every pillar here? Even in your mistake, God will turn it to a miracle for you. The boy that they did Oshofri together, mommy, carry her to America. Wow. The boy that they did Oshofri together, the family, as if they have not seen a woman before, carry her on the head and say, we have been praying for a woman like you. I say, He said, "Mommy, I'm pregnant." I said, "Go matter. I'm alone, you need. My son is very fertile." The other boy that left her is over almost 3 years now. That boy has not given birth to any boy, any child. I am praying for Pillar. Is there any Pillar in the house this morning? And I pray for you. Even in your mistake, the Lord show you mercy. Look at me, somebody that you know how to talk very well. Olugbeja. See, you cannot fight a Pillar. Because a Pillar is always doing good as it's doing. And let me tell you that know how to talk, keep talking. I want to pray for Pillar. By the power and the blood of Jesus, the people you are helping will not finish you. The Lord protect and be your own support system. Your amen is not good. I said the Lord protect and bless you. In the name of Jesus, right? Good things will happen in your life. For Pillar alone, good things will happen in your life. Pray with me. Just one prayer before you go. Say, "My Father, protect me. Protect my pillars." Say it again. Say, "My Father, protect me. Protect my pillars." I don't know your pillar, but I know there are pillars. There are pillars. There are people. I used to have one uncle, Olaolu. He died when I was 18. He was 28. It's my mother's last born. My grandmother's last born. If somebody loves somebody, he loved me, died. When I meet him, he said, "You don't like that one?" He was the one that's supposed to give birth to me. The day he was going to die, I knew. I was supposed to write mathematics, right? I left my house. I went to his house. You know what he said? He said, "Femi, I know you will come. Carry me." I took him to the hospital. I said, "I know you are going to die. I will wish him bye-bye." After his death, self, he don't leave me. I had to do deliverance. Then, those are pillars. Can I pray for you? Can I pray for you? Know the quick discharge people, especially if they have been a blessing to you. Are you listening to me now? The people telling you to discharge them, they don't love you. They know when you discharge him, you discharge your pillar. "Father, protect me." I'm not here. "Father, protect me." Is it not funny? You and your younger brother, you are very close until you married. You and your father, you are very close until you married. Some of you, the only thing you came to this world to do is marriage. After marriage, you don't want to see anybody again. "Father, protect me." You don't want the prayer, eh? Why am I not here? "Father, protect me." Protect my pillar. Lift up your voice and pray for a minute. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Stretch your two hands to me as I pray for you. I soak your life in the blood of Jesus. I pray for wisdom for you to be smarter than people around you in the name of Jesus. The wickedness of the wicked will not catch you. Jonathan was not supposed to die with Saul. He was foolish. You will not be foolish in life. This amen shows you don't want this prayer. I said you will not be foolish in life. I'm still praying for you. You will not be foolish in life. Amen. Pray for you that the Spirit of God will overshadow, envelope you, and protect you in the name of Jesus. God hid himself. If not, people have gone to meet him. God will just hear in heaven, "Ekuleo." He will just go say, "Ekuleo." Say, "Who? Awani. That's Ethiopia. That's Igbo, Yoruba. We came to meet you. I pray for you. Power to hide yourself. And the wicked will not see you. Oh yeah, receive it in the name of Jesus." Look at me. The people you swear to help, but they are sweating to kill you. I pray. Their labor will kill them in the name of Jesus. They told me of a man. Called all his younger ones. Gave this one 10 million. Gave this one 5 million. Gave this one 6 million. They still went. You know what they did? They kill him, made his son to run mad. So one woman was asking me, "Sir, why must God allow it? Look at me. God allow it because, sir, he was taking care of the family. He didn't take care of God." Benny. Whatever you are doing in life, make sure you take care of your altar. more than anybody. Say, I hear you. You might think I'm a thief because of my message. Don't worry. We will know who is a thief very soon. You think you are smart. No matter who you are helping, I said to God, man, and I said to men, child will walk away from you. Friends will walk away from you. Husband will walk away from you. But there is a friend that does not walk away from you. He stands by you every time. Somebody giving you stipends is not the pillar. A pillar will give you from everything they have, and they will have little remaining. All they want is that you are fine. Now I pray for you. Anybody you are helping now, you are sweating to assist them, but they are sweating to bring you down. Their labor will finish them in the name of Jesus. Will you have time to be praying for me at all? When the family came here, they said they want to see me last few months. And when they came in their fall, they said we came to ask. Our brother in Amsterdam said, you are the one that says you should not help us again. I said, me? I don't know your brother. So they called. I said, okay, call the brother. They called the brother and said, hello, who is this? They said, my name is so-so-so. I was praying that day. I've not met you before. And you said to me, whatever you are doing, stop the building. I said, did I mention your name? He said, no. You came to meet me. Why did you come? Because from the building, you are making money. Yes, now. Stop the building. Stop the hotel. Stop everything you are doing. And the people that are fighting you will emerge. I said, God just exposed the four of you now. Listen to me. People go to places to bring the pillar down. Benny, but I pray for you. On this altar that has helped others, sir, I command all your enemies to be executed in the name of Jesus. The innocent boy said, sir, you even mentioned somebody's name. I said, eh? I don't want that particular. Eh? But do I know you? What is the name? By the time I mentioned, it was the elder brother. I said, your name was mentioned. I said, okay, what, where have you been going to? You know what the man said? Just help us beg him. We go change. We go change. See, if that one has a repentant heart, what about the people sending God to pursue their father? I am praying for you. Whoever has it, let me tell you, some of you, when you rise, they will say, their glory is what you collected. Have you not seen it before? It's only God that will compensate us. Anybody that is saying they are supposed to have your life. Have you not seen? Somebody say, this is your daughter. I'm the one that's supposed to have her. Have you not had it? Somebody has told me several times that my two daughters, she's the one that's supposed to have it. Somebody has told me again that this is your boy. And he has two sons. Look at three sons. He's supposed to have my boy. One. And he has two. Say two, Loni. He said, ah. Egbon, and you call a couple of me. I'm going to be a couple of me. Can I pray for you? You don't like my prayer today? You don't have a choice. I'm holding the microphone. I will pray for you. Be wiser than your enemies. Everything you will need to take care of yourself and to take care of your family. I say, I want to see your two hands. You will never lack them in life in the name of Jesus. Everything, most of everything you will need. A pillar cannot bear from anybody. They won't believe him. They'll say, he's a liar. He's a liar. I can't tell anybody I don't have. They will not, you don't need. So I pray for you. Everything you will need. Somebody say, everything I will need. Oh yeah, receive divine supply in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. Father, please protect all the pillars for me. Protect my pillars for me. Some of you are my pillars. I have pillars everywhere. In your home, the Lord will protect you. In your business place, the Lord will protect you. And you will never see shame. I hand you over into the hand of God. Joseph was a pillar. They sold him out. Samson was a pillar. They tie him. Anyone here, they will not sell you out. And they will not tie you. And they are watching you to use your mistake to get you. They will not get you. Lift up your hands and give him praise. Say, Lord, I appreciate you. Thank you for your word. Give him praise. In Jesus' mighty name.
You've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. Every other Wednesday of the month, apart from the first Wednesday, is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akiola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakinolaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry, raising a people of integrity, power, purpose, and to make power.